Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Michael and I've got Joe with me today. But we would like to introduce Laura Lane Clark, who is the Engagement Officer at Guide Dogs. So hi Laura.
Hi.
It's good to be speaking to you tonight. But the main reason to be speaking to you is regarding the See and Hear exhibition, which is taking place soon. So would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and then we'll go on to the exhibition?
Yes. So I'm the Engagement Officer for Guide Dogs in Shrewsbury, and I work with local authorities, guide dog owners and a variety of people in Shropshire, Staffordshire and the Black Country to improve the lives of blind and partially sighted people.
So you've been involved for the See and Hear exhibition for a few years, haven't you, Laura?
Yes. The committee's actually made up from the local authority, Shropshire Council, Sight Loss Shropshire and Guide Dogs. So between us, the committee recruits the exhibitors and makes it happen each year.
So do you want to tell us when it is,
firstly? Yes. So we try to go for the same Wednesday every year, and this year it falls on Wednesday the 13th of May, and it's at Sundawn Sports Village in Shrewsbury.
Okay, and obviously there's quite a lot of exhibitions throughout the UK which are similar. However, the See and Hear is slightly different because it's obviously aimed at dual sensory, isn't it?
Yes, we like to think that we're unique. So we created this exhibition. Obviously, there was a lot for just visually impaired people and some exhibitions for just hearing impaired. We thought it was important to combine the two. As an ageing population, more and more we're getting dual sensory impairment, and certainly Shropshire has got high numbers of ageing population. So yeah, it was very important to us to make sure that we were reaching both hearing impaired and visually impaired people.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about what people can expect to find when they come to the exhibition?
Yes, well, we have the usual exhibitors, so Action for Blind are going to be there, R&IB, but also we try and do something in the way of interesting sessions that people can drop into. So we've got eye screening by the local optical committee, but also we've got dementia friends, so you can do a Dementia Friends session to learn perhaps a little bit more about how to best communicate with people who are suffering with dementia. I think, again, that's very important for an ageing population that we know how to interact with people. We've got Barclays coming with all their accessible cash points. So again, their looped cash point, but the new plug-in cash points so that visually impaired people can make the most of it. But also, what we're really pleased about is we've got a seeing skills session run by the Macular Society. So that's a good taster session for anyone who's interested in eccentric viewing.
What's that, Laura? I've not heard of that.
So it's when you can use what peripheral vision you've got to the best of its ability. So it can be used for improving your reading of newspapers, but also making the most of viewing TVs with what vision you've got left.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It is, and it's something the Macular Society do run all over the UK, but we're very lucky that we've got Richard Elliott in Shropshire, who is absolutely fabulous at these training sessions, and obviously he's keen for people to get a taster for it.
So how would people find out more and so they can start to make the arrangements maybe to come and visit?
So you can go to the website at Shropshire Council, which is www.shropshire.gov.uk, and just search for See and Hear. Anyone can Google that and it takes you straight to the information online. But it's also got a full list of all the exhibitors, so both national and local exhibitors. But also you can request for your sighted volunteer prior to your arrival. And of course, it gives you information on the free transport from Shrewsbury Station and other arrangements on the day. So yeah, the best way is through the web, but alternatively, you can always give Pauline Rose a ring, and she's happy to be called on 01584 871 420, or you can always send her an email on pauline.rose@shropshire.gov.uk.
And one thing you just picked up on as well, there will be sighted guides, or I suppose guides who have got training to deal with hearing impairment as well,
yes,
on the day to assist people.
We do. We have deaf-blind interpreters as well as our sighted guides. So we would hope that it's accessible for all. So obviously there's signage of the programme of the day available for people who are hearing impaired, so they can refer to that throughout the day. But we have interpreters where necessary, and hopefully our highly skilled sighted guides that have been trained by Ali are my guide ambassador at Guide Dogs. So they've all done level one sighted guide training, so hopefully it should be a very smooth journey around the exhibition.
Sounds great. So we know that it's on the 13th, but what time does it start and end?
So it starts at 10 o'clock and we close the doors at 4. So transport is available from Shrewsbury train station from 9:30. So that's when the first bus brings people to the exhibition. So if you are travelling by train, you will be able to get a bus from 9:30 if you're keen on early doors. And those buses will be every half hour. So it doesn't matter if you've just missed one. There'll be another one around the corner.
Thank you very much, Laura. We really obviously appreciate you spending the time talking to us. And if you're anywhere near Shropshire, or you can get to Shropshire on the 13th of May, do get yourself down there, and hopefully you'll be able to meet new people and obviously learn about some of the services what are available as well. And it's a smaller exhibition than some of the big ones what are out there, which can be a little bit overwhelming, can't they?
Yes, and I think we pride ourselves, because it's in a sports centre, it's all on one floor, it's completely accessible, but also the sound. I think a lot of these bigger exhibitions, all you can hear is the chatter of everyone else. We've got the room to be spread out, and it just makes it feel a little bit more relaxed and a little bit more intimate, I suppose. You can really have a good chat with the exhibitors and really get the information you want, and you feel like you're a bit more special, I suppose, but that might be just my point of view.
No, it sounds great, because some of these big ones, as good as they are, you know, it may be a little bit overwhelming for some people. So
yeah,
that sounds really good.
Brilliant. Well, it's been lovely to talk to you both.
Yep, you too.
And
thanks,
yourself,
Laura.
Okay, and if you want to chat to Pauline or anyone else after the exhibition, we're more than happy to have a chat.
It would be lovely to have a chat afterwards and to see how it went. And some of the exhibitors who will be there, we will probably feature on some of our Countdown to Sight Village, which is another big event we're pushing. So, you know, do listen to that, listen to this, and obviously check out the website as well at shropshire.gov.uk.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much then, Laura.
No worries. Thanks ever so much. Bye.
Thanks, Laura.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.